Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University, and one of the top-ranked economists in the galaxy, and the small business economist of all time. He's the purveyor of the 44-year-old NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, and he's been sharing this report and his thoughts with us for coming up on 17 years, and he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, sir. I get older every year, don't I?
I know, me too. Hey, Bill. I'm so happy about the optimism. I mean, this is just astonishing when you see how having, you know, warts and all, an administration that doesn't think small businesses are the enemy. It's amazing. It's amazing what an emotional beast the economy is, isn't it? The marketplace.
And it's so clear. I mean, when you compare the 10 days before the election results are announced to the 20 days after, it's like stunning what happened to their optimism about the economy and their plans to do good things. I mean, it's just amazing. We've never had a change in all those 44 years. We've never had a change in the index that abrupt and that large.
Well, that's exactly right. And so consequently, tell us what the index did.
It fell a little bit, 0.6 of a point from January, but of course that's really not much of a change. The key is that, you know, we've had readings of 105 now for 3 months in a row, and we've only had in those 44 years, you know, maybe three or four, probably I think about four readings higher than that, and that was back in 1983, of course. So, leading us into that long expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really this is the new ground for us. This is cool.
Right. No, absolutely. And, I mean, how many years did we wander around in the wilderness of 94, 95, 93?
Yeah.
I mean, just back and forth. It was painful, wasn't it? I mean, it was distressing to me that you and I would sit here year after year. I mean, think about that. 8 years we sat here and we stood here and talked to him about this.
And lamented it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And knowing full well that this was a self-imposed depression, wasn't it?
That's what we thought, you know.
And now we know we were right, though, right?
Right. You know, it's a very similar situation to the 1983 situation, you know, where lots of people became suddenly very optimistic about what the policies were and what was going to happen in the economy, and shot up immensely, and here we are again. That change in the management team was everything these people wanted, you know. They had somebody who cared about tax policy and talked about how we're going to have growth and issues that were very important to the small business owners.
Right. No question about it. I'm reading this here. Optimism fell 0.06 to 105.3,
right.
but it's, folks, it went down just like a hair. But
right.
It's at 105. That's over 10 points over the average for the during the Obama administration.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. In fact, it's probably even higher than 10 points above the average. I mean, the average for the index over these 40-some-odd years is 98,
right.
And we never attained that in the Obama recovery. Never
right.
Got it. Never even reached it, so we were always below average.
Well, The we asked our we polled our folks a week ago and asked them about, basically we asked them, you know, with all the optimism that we're seeing in the various research, are you actually seeing any of it converting into anything? And about 60% of our folks said they either were seeing a lot of optimism converting into sales, or at least some were converting into sales. So more than 50% are not only optimistic about what's going on, but it's converting into sales through customers.
And we saw that actually with our small business owners. I mean, they were, if you look at what drove the optimism index up,
right,
all expectations about things.
Right.
You know, going to be a stronger economy, sales will be higher, and of course, those things need to materialize.
That's right.
Where you then translate that into buying new equipment or
right,
expanding the business or buying inventory.
As my grandmother says, the proof's in the pudding. We'll take a quick break, right back with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.